24 years ago, a murder helped push El Salvador into open civil war. This week, the man who likely arranged for that crime was brought to justice in federal court here in the United States. On March 24, 1980, Archbishop Oscar Romero, who'd criticized the Salvadoran armed forces for killing civilians, was assassinated by a single bullet to the heart while celebrating Mass at a chapel in San Salvador. Archbishop Romero had been preaching for an end to political violence that had already claimed hundreds of lives in El Salvador. His assassination set in motion more deaths, bombing, and panic. Alvaro Rafael Saravia, a former Salvadoran Air Force captain, is widely believed to have organized the murder of Archbishop Romero. He has lived freely in the United States for many years. This week, a federal judge in Fresno, California, ruled that he must pay $10 million to the family of the slain archbishop. Arian Nair began documenting human rights abuses in El Salvador more than 20 years ago. He's now president of the Open Society Institute and joins us from New York. Mr. Nair, thanks for being with us.
Very glad to join you.
What's the significance of this judgment, both the money and the finding of culpability in your mind?
Well, it's very significant because it demonstrates that the effort to pursue those who have committed such ghastly crimes continues for long after, and eventually they will be held accountable for these crimes. We are seeing this take place with respect to what happened in Rwanda, in ex-Yugoslavia, in Cambodia, Sierra Leone, and also in El Salvador. And I think it's very important. I think it means a sense of justice for the victims. I also think it signifies to those who commit such crimes that eventually they will have to pay.
Judge Wenger used very strong language in his decision, didn't he?
Yes, he did use very strong language, and among other things, and this is something of a breakthrough, he found it a crime against humanity. The concept of crimes against humanity comes from Nuremberg, and it means crimes committed on a very large scale, including crimes committed for political reasons. And I think in finding it a crime against humanity, what the judge saw was that the murder of Archbishop Romero wasn't simply a single crime. It was part of a pattern of crimes that was committed by Saravia and his associate, Major Roberto Dabuisson, and others in the death squads of that period against a great many Salvadorans.
Mr. Nair, to the best of your knowledge, does he have $10 million to pay?
I have no idea whether he has $10 million. There were people who were paying the death squads during that period, paying them very well. I think he will have difficulty as a consequence of this decision. For one thing, in order to come into the United States, you have to say that you were not engaged in crimes of this sort. Now that a federal court has made this finding, at the very least, he will have difficulties with the Immigration and Naturalization Service.
Mr. Nair, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Arian Nair, president of the Open Society Institute.